The Adventures of Titch and Mitch, The Magic Boots by Garth Edwards. Read by Richard Mitchley. Chapter 1. The Magic Boots. A long time ago, somewhere not very far away from where Titch and Mitch live on their island, a mighty wizard once made a pair of magic boots. Whenever he wore these strange and unusual boots, he was able to run very fast and jump very high. For many years, the only person who used them was the wizard himself. He would stride about the countryside, visiting anywhere he wanted, running and jumping and never getting tired. They really were wonderful boots, and quite the envy of anyone who saw them in action. And what is more, despite their frequent use, they never wore out or seemed to tire of jumping and springing and bouncing. The wizard himself lived in a tower on the outskirts of a small village. When he became very old, he went into the village and said to the mayor, "One day I will die, and I want you to sell the tower where I live and use the money to help all the people in the village. You must sell the tower to people who will look after it, and you must give my boots to whomsoever they fit. I will leave the boots in the room at the top of the tower, so that anybody can try them on. Only when the boots have gone to a good home can you sell the tower. But I must warn you, the boots will only leave the tower with somebody they like." Misty was telling the story of the magic boots to a captivated audience of Titch, Mitch, Whiffin and Perry. They were all sitting around a barbecue in the garden of the little cottage where Whiffin and Perry lived. The two pixies often visited their friends Whiffin, the intelligent turkey, and Perry, the old English sheepdog. This time they had been joined by their friend Misty, a beautiful fairy with white gossamer wings who lived near...